Mark Green says as governor, he'd be a pit bull on corruption. The same Mark Green who ran the caucus during the scandals, whose staff admitted illegal campaigning, who took $20,000 from oil companies while voting them $8 billion in tax breaks. It's time politicians understood who we are and what we need. Stem cell research so doctors can find cures for diseases like MS or Alzheimer's. Access to birth control. Women should feel confident that when visiting a pharmacist, their birth control prescription will be filled.
One of the best and cheapest ways to clean up our drinking water is to protect and restore our rivers and streams.
Missouri's three largest newspapers are calling Amendment 1 a campaign by pro-casino interests that aims to mislead voters with deceptive ads. On Tuesday, vote no on Amendment 1. Congressman Alan Boyd knows that a little personal attention means a lot to a child. That's why Alan's led the fight to reduce class sizes. Meet Charlie Summers, a devoted husband and father. He lives our main values. A former small businessman and top aide to Senator Snow, he knows the issues working families face every day. Hear that? That's the sound of billions of your tax dollars the government wastes every year on problems that never seem to get solved. We're the National Policy Forum, and we're out to create a new political agenda that reflects the ideas of people who pay taxes, not just spend them. As a teacher, Tim Walz knows how important a child's education is to the success of our community. And he's seen firsthand that our schools aren't getting the support they need.
Tim Walz will bring his education experience to Washington.
And in Congress, he'll fight so all Minnesotans have access to a quality education.
Gun violence kills more children in America than all natural causes combined. And every day in America, 12 children are lost to gun violence. Every day. That's 12 too many.